It's Helping Hand, all things considered. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, Parents Inc. joining us. They've got to focus on the healthy growth and development of everybody in the family and prevention and treatment of child abuse and neglect. They have an annual kickball tournament as part of their fundraising efforts. April 14th in the Honolulu area, and now a two-day event, April 21st and 22nd. In Hilo. We welcome back Executive Director at Parents, Lisa Grew. Great to see you.
Thank you, Dave. Great to see you as well.
First, explain who Parents Inc. is.
Parents Inc. has been in Hawaii. We're a local agency for over 40 years. And as you talked about earlier, we do prevention and treatment of child abuse and neglect. We're really out there to help all parents and caregivers because we know parenting is challenging and we don't want them to get to the point where they're actually angry and lashing out their children and harming them. So we offer support services, education, 21st century tools and techniques of how to check yourself so that you don't get to that space where you're actually harming your family and your children.
Some of the services come through assignment of clients from the courts or state, parents with open child abuse and neglect cases, as well as partners and spouses of parents, grandparents, other caregivers. Everybody that is assigned to you, there's already been an incident of child abuse.
Yes.
How often does the government reach out with a fresh case?
Almost daily.
Almost every single weekday?
Yes.
When you show up on Monday, are there things that came in over the weekend?
Sometimes, yes.
From the government?
Yes.
I'm just making sure I understand this. You correct me if I have this wrong. So that's another kid in the Aloha State who has been assaulted by some kind of caregiver, and now the government is reaching out to you to try to create a therapeutic program to help.
Absolutely. We service almost 4,000 parents and children annually.
Through that mechanism, is that combined?
Including prevention, but the majority of it is still the child abuse and neglect treatment.
Wow, that is, it's sobering. It's not just the kid, right? It's also, there's instances where moms and other people have been abused besides a child, and there are programs that include the potential abuser too?
Right, so a lot of the clients that we get in from child welfare have multiple issues and substance abuse issues, domestic violence issues, child abuse and neglect issues, and sometimes it perpetuates. They've had that in their childhood, and now as an adult, they're perpetuating that same behavior because they've never been taught how to be a good parent. They don't have a lot of life skills that we need today to handle stress. So that's what we come in and do, tools and support systems, emotional intelligence, a lot of things that we just don't get as we grow up through school or from our own parents.
How you get your funding?
Treatment side, if you're in the system for child abuse and neglect, that's covered 100% by grants contracts. However, to get prevention grants is very difficult. People don't want to fund prevention unless it's happening right now. It's kind of not really something that needs to be funded immediately kind of thing. So we really struggle getting prevention grants for parenting education and support services. So a lot of times we do rely on fundraising and donations to help support our growth of prevention programs. The legislature has given all these prevention monies available when something gets really bad, when it's really maxed out. And then we do it for a few years. And then when it starts getting better, then it gets all cut again. So it's never a continuum. We really need it to be steady.
So are there costs for the services?
A lot of our services are free for prevention. However, we do have a Confident Parenting 9-week class for the general public that we charge $45 a participant. That's to cover materials. We do give them a curriculum binder. They get to keep that, and it's also got worksheets in it and different things that they can refer back to.
And that's a good thing for who?
Any parent or caregiver. Even if you're going to become a parent, right? It's always good to get the information before you have a child so you know what to expect.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd need a class on, huh? I can imagine that. These are things, I never had children. I have fish, but I can imagine that. I'm hearing what you're saying. Be like, yeah, before you get your fish, come take this course.
We're exactly. Gonna...
There's both professional training and DOE professional training workshops.
We do professional workshops in the community for those professionals that are already working with families, at-risk families. And then we also reach out to Department of Education because teachers every day parent our children in the classroom. And they do see signs of child abuse and neglect.
Right.
And they need that education. They need to know how to recognize the signs and how to do the reporting. There's mandated reporting procedures for anyone in those kind of fields when you're dealing with children.
Services and programs like the parenting classes, what are the specifics they need to know?
There is a stigmatism based around parenting education. People don't want to go take a class because they feel like, oh, now I'm a bad parent if I go take a parenting education class. And I'd like to let everyone know out there that that's not the case, that we all need that education and support and tools. parenting is challenging. It's not an easy job. We're raising another human being. And when we have difficulty even in our own lives, and now we've got to raise another person, we need help. Everyone gives you advice. Everyone says, she needs your love, so just hug her and love her. Or she's looking for attention, just ignore her. Or whack her, hit her. She needs to be spanked because she's behaving poorly. And it's really confusing because all of our friends and family give us all this advice and we don't really know what the right thing to do is. I decided early on that I was not going to be hitting my kids. I grew up in that environment. I didn't find it effective for me and my siblings. So there's scientific proof now about how hitting children and negative parenting are detrimental to their health, to so many areas of their lives. So our goal at Parents Inc. is to do positive parenting. That means not hitting. And people will challenge that. They'll say, oh, I grew up plenty of lickings and I turned out okay. But again, if you look at the scientific evidence, you're risking, you're taking that chance. You're gambling with their life. People will say children grow up disrespectful if you don't hit them. That's kind of a common theme here. And what I'd like to say about that is they don't have to be hit to be respectful. Matter of fact, usually you damage a relationship when you're hitting your child.
Seems like it.
And the thing about hitting is that you usually do it when you're angry. And that's when abuse occurs because you're very angry and you're hitting harder and lashing out in different ways than if you were calm, you would react differently.
The same with the verbal abuse when
exactly.
you're angry. Because you say things and do things when you're mad out of frustration.
Well, emotional verbal abuse is the new physical abuse.
Sure.
People are starting to abuse less physically and more mentally, emotionally.
Are all the classes available on the other islands? How would that work?
We only are on the Big Island and Oahu at this time.
And that's why these two fundraising events are happening in those two communities, April 14th, Kaneohe, and then followed by 2 days in Hilo, April 21st and 22nd. Kickball tournament, so a chance to relive your childhood to some degree, if that was a
yes.
part of it. Is it Red Balls?
Yes, it is. The reason we developed an annual kickball tournament as a signature event is because we're kicking off April, which is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so our kickball tournament is to kick child abuse and neglect out of Hawaii. And the money we raise goes towards our programs. 97 cents of every dollar we raise goes directly to programs. It's a family day. It could be for companies and employees, but a lot of families come out. Team building, communication, you have these skills that sports requires that we don't really think about. But it's like a family, right? How do you work together?
8 people, is that what it is?
8 minimum, up to 15 maximum. And
okay.
of course, the more the better, because the more people you have, you know, you can rotate out.
You're basically paying a fee to enter, and that fee is how you guys raise funds.
Right. So it's $300 a team.
Okay.
And it works out to be about $32 a person with 8 minimum. We accept our last registration right before our kickball tournament, a week before.
It's $300 to get in per team. And that covers the whole team.
That covers the whole team.
And you need at least 8 people, any gender and
children 8 years and older.
So 8 is an important number to remember. And other ways to support, be a volunteer potentially at the event to help out. Do you need some prizes for the
yes.
event? What are the other components that people could help out if they're not going to be on a team?
So we're looking for sponsors. We're also looking for team prizes. Those would consist sometimes of gift cards or whatever someone's willing to donate, because we do give first, second, and third place prizes, as well as a costume contest prize. Mm. Our teams like to dress up, whether it's costume or theme.
Multiple levels of awarding that people can donate prizes for. Volunteer, do you need?
We're always looking for refs, people that maybe have some experience in that arena.
Sport kind of thing.
Yeah, and we also need help with like the food booth and setting up and breaking down cakey zone.
What other supplies?
Mostly the prizes
is the most.
Donations.
In the Honolulu area, 808-235-0255. In Hilo, 808-934-9552. HawaiiParents.org. Lisa Grew at HawaiiParents.org. Let me spell that. LGROULX at HawaiiParents.org. All of their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. The executive director at Parents, Lisa Grew, thanks for doing all this stuff, especially on behalf of children who don't know where to go, and especially the ones that the government had to get them into your care.
Yeah.
That really says a lot about how delicate they needed to be handled. So thanks for being there for those kids in crisis. I appreciate it.
Thank you.